Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
And it is Thursday. It's time now to get an update from the Kotel, from the Western Wall. Of course, what were your experiences there? What stories have you heard about it? What stories can you tell about it? Well, to tell us his story as to what's happened since we last chatted last Thursday regarding the Western Wall, Avi Kay, guide for the Kotel Institute of Jerusalem, joins us once again on the line this Thursday. Avi, good afternoon to you. Always great to have you on board the Afternoon Overdrive.
Great, Mark. Nice to chat to you again.
Yeah, great. And Chag Pesach Sameach to you from all of us here at Chai FM and to everyone there.
Thank you so much.
Great, Avi. So, over to you. What's the latest?
So, Mark, every week I've started my review or my report back from the Kotel by saying, in a way, how lonely the Kotel looks and how few people there are coming, etc., etc. Well, yesterday I was there and it was a different story all together. It was almost as if the war didn't happen and isn't happening, in the sense that there were throngs of people at the Kotel. When one walked down, you had that sense of energy of people coming down to the Kotel, but with a damper. It wasn't that sense of celebration like it was prior. It's more somber, but there were lots and lots of people. Great, you know, bits and pieces as you're walking down. There's an organization called Atiret Kohanim, which is an organization in the Old City, and they have a stand-up handing out matzah, which is the traditional bread, unleavened bread that people Jews eat over Pesach, Passover, and you've got, you know, chocolate spread and other spreads that you can put on it. So just a great feeling of, you know, coming together and camaraderie. There are other little stores open. I saw in the Arab market handing out water, still water, sparkling water. So just a great sense of excitement. All the stores were open. All the shop owners were really parading their wares with a great sense of festivity. So it was a wonderful, wonderful feeling. Okay. The Kotel herself was welcomed by thousands and thousands of people. But Mike, what was different this year to previous experiences is that the vast majority, the overwhelming majority of people there were locals, were Israelis. The tourism is really, really down. People are concerned. Flights are very expensive. Flights are very scarce. The challenge of having flights cancelled. So a lot of the people that there were locals, and just to see families coming with picnic baskets and cool bags and whatever else it was, and really just being there, coming to Jerusalem on the intermediate days between the first and the last day of the celebration of Pesach or Passover, coming, sitting down, and just enjoying some family time. I then actually went into the tunnels for a bit of respite from the heat, because the heat was unrelenting.
Yes, I believe it was hectic. We have to hear Jerusalem hit a temperature of 40 degrees. Am I correct? Was it yesterday or today?
Well, today I'm looking at my watch now. It's 35. I've just come back from a run. When I started my run, it was 38.
Wow. Okay.
But the humidity here in Modi'in is a lot higher. As I got off the bus yesterday when I got into Jerusalem, one could feel that Jerusalem's it's a lot higher from an altitude point of view. Temperature's a little bit lower and the humidity's lower. But it was still very, very hot, and especially in the Kotel Plaza, because it's open and it's stone, that the heat tends to get trapped and to bounce around. But the moment the sun goes down, that's the beauty of the Old City. It becomes very, very temperate and very pleasant to be around. But I went into the tunnels, as I was saying to you earlier, just to get a bit of a break from the heat. And I was overwhelmed by the amount of tour groups and local people. We're so used to seeing foreigners doing these tours. Mm. But local people of the cross-section of Jewish, of the Jewish kaleidoscope. And I overheard somebody say to one of the tour guides, "Thank you for what you do and thank you for what you're doing. You're preserving our heritage and you're preparing us for the redemption." In other words, he felt so spiritually moved by what he had experienced that it was almost a watershed moment for him. But Mike, the main event in the Kotel happened today. There was on Monday it happened, but Monday was a religious holiday, and therefore it wasn't recorded as such. Mm-hmm. But today we have the priestly blessing. Okay. That happens twice in the morning, one at 9:30, one at 10:30. It is the same prayer, but there is a morning prayer, and then there's additional prayer that happens. And both of them have the priestly blessings. And if you look on the website, on the kotel.org, you will see how the Kotel Plaza itself is absolutely jam-packed. There are literally 50, 60,000 people standing there. Wow. Coming to hear this priestly blessing. And as I overheard a young mother sitting next to her pram with her little child in it, and saying to the child, look at all the different Jews over here. And what she was showing the child is that maybe they grew up in a particular area where everybody looks homogenous, but when you come to the Kotel, the kaleidoscope of the Jewish people will come together. Mm-hmm. And to remind you that Birkat Kohanim, the priestly blessing, is a blessing of love. The priests make the blessing that they are given the commandment to bless the people with love. And we know that the priests are that tribe within the Jewish people that come from Aaron, who was Moses' brother. And their whole mantra is to love peace and pursue peace. And they bless us as a nation in Israel actually almost every single day. Different parts of the world, maybe only on festivals, but the whole message from the holiest tribe within the Jewish nation is one of peace, to pursue peace and to make sure that peace is the center of who we are as a Jewish people. And it's our fervent wish that we can rebuild the temple and all the nations of the world will be able to come and we'll be able to be at peace around the world and everybody can live in serenity. And the land of Israel will finally just be calm, and everybody who lives in it will be able to live in peace and serenity.
Avi, if you don't mind, I'd like to keep you on the line just a few more minutes to interrogate you, because there are a few things I just want to run by you. Are you okay with that? We just want to cross over for a quick news update. Yeah, and we'll come back to you. Avi, thanks so much. Avi K, guide for the Kotel Institute of Jerusalem. Very interesting what's happening, what's transpired since I last chatted to him last week. But there are a few things I'd just like to run by Avi when we come back. Right now, let's just go for a quick news break. Here's Jabu.
In the headlines, War Cabinet meets to deliberate on planned operation in Rafah, more arrests on pro-Palestinian protesters, and bill on language policies in schools amended. The full news bulletin will be at the top of the hour.
IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
It's just about gone, 4:30. If you've just joined us, welcome to the Afternoon Overdrive on 101.9 High FM. I'm Michael McKenna. On the line, I have Avi K, who's a guide for the Kotel Institute of Jerusalem. It is Thursday. We are catching up on news as to, or rather, what's the latest news coming from the Western Wall. Avi, thanks so much for staying on the line. So you've mentioned thousands of people now suddenly gathering at this point in time at the Kotel. We are now in the middle, you could say, in the midst of Passover. Is this a sign of things? Do you think that these numbers will maintain themselves, or will they increase as we head into the weekend and into early next week?
I think numbers will definitely stay high. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, numbers might come down a little bit because people need to travel. Sunday again, I don't think we'll see massive numbers because Sunday night is the festival. But remember that a lot of people come in specifically for that one day. Mm. You know, in South Africa, for example, Pesach was Monday night and Tuesday, Monday night, Tuesday and Wednesday. And in Israel, it's only one day. It was Monday night and Tuesday. So it's easy for people to come in for one night, so to speak.
Right.
But going forward, I think after Pesach, numbers will return to what they were before, and Israelis will get on with their lives. There's still a lot of uncertainty. We still have 180,000 people that are not in their homes. Mm. So I think going back as summer comes in, it's really, really important from an economic point of view that the tourism increases, people come to visit. And as I said to colleagues this morning, Israel is absolutely open for business, so to speak. One just needs to be careful. Far north is sort of off bounds, and around the Gaza envelope is not a clever place to go unless you go pre-planned. Mm-hmm. But for the rest of the country, absolutely open and ready. There was a very visible police and army presence yesterday in the old city. But Mark, what was nice to notice is that it wasn't overbearing. They, you saw they were there, but one didn't get the feeling they were like, oh, you know, thank God they're there, otherwise there'd be chaos. Or thank God they're there, you know, otherwise I wouldn't be safe. It was just a look, almost a subtle assurance that we here, everything's under control, and things went very, very smoothly. But one thing just to remind people is that if you are carrying a bag, please make sure you don't leave your bag and run to the bathroom, or leave your bag and quickly go get a drink. That is a huge cause for concern for security forces, and often areas are evacuated for a person who forgot their bag and they, you know, went in to buy a falafel.
Sure.
So just keep everything on you, so you don't want to be inconvenienced by that slump.
Indeed. Avi, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you so much for staying on the line and joining us once again on a Thursday afternoon to update us as to what has transpired since we last chatted last week at the Kotel at the Western Wall. Once again, Chag Pesach Sameach to you from all of us here at Chai FM. Avi K, the guide for the Kotel Institute of Jerusalem.